Amazon Prime members, you're probably paying a little more for that service, or you will be soon. Amazon upped the price of its Prime membership. It's $20 per year more now, and you're most likely not happy about that increase. May I say, in full disclosure, that I am an Amazon Prime member, Todd Bishop?
That makes two of us, Steve.
And I am not entirely happy about it, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, and that's something you've been looking at. Robert Pascoff researches customer loyalty, and he says Amazon underestimated the negative effects of the price increase. Todd Bishop, who's founder of Greek Wire, joins us regularly to talk about the local tech news, and that's what he's finding, right?
That's right. That Amazon Prime customers, when they do have this price increase from $79 to $99 a year for the service, which is coming up upon their next renewal, a lot of them may end up actually canceling and deciding that it's just not worth it. And it depends in part on exactly what they use Prime for, because it's become somewhat of a multifaceted subscription that Jeff Bezos is peddling over there in South Lake Union. A lot of people do it for the free shipping.
By the way, I've seen him peddling it out of
That's right.
It's your Prime.
I think there's an editorial cartoon in here somewhere, you know. But a lot of people use it for the free two-day shipping, and it becomes almost an addiction where rather than going to the shopping mall, you save your time and money, and you have it show up on your doorstep 2 or 3 days later. Some people, to a smaller degree, are using it as a Netflix replacement, because Amazon Prime Instant Video is another feature of the Amazon Prime subscription. And probably a smaller slicer using it for the Kindle book rentals. Amazon Prime Kindle owners actually get about one book a month that they can loan from Amazon itself if that book is eligible. You didn't know this.
You do? Well, now, I did not know that.
If you own a Kindle device, you cannot do it on one of the apps, for example, the iPhone app with the Kindle on it. It's a Kindle owner's lending library.
That's very clever of them.
Yeah. So the price is going up, and some people, many people are not happy about it.
So are people dissatisfied because of the price and the price point, or other reasons?
Yes, it's the price point. There's also a backlash of sorts and actually a lawsuit against Amazon over an allegation that Amazon has encouraged its third-party vendors to bake the price of shipping into the cost of goods. In other words, the price of goods that they're selling through Amazon Prime. There are times when you can go on Amazon and actually see a price in the Prime category that's actually more expensive than if you were not shopping for Prime-eligible goods. In other words, and this allegation is that Amazon is basically encouraging these third-party vendors to bake the price of the shipping into the cost of the item, the price of the item, and then say that the shipping is free.
Wow. People are collecting the data to prove that.
There are many examples out there, and actually my colleague Tricia Duryea at GeekWire has been digging into this as well. So it's an interesting story.
What's the status of that, the lawsuit and the information?
The lawsuit is relatively new still. Amazon has not yet formally responded, at least publicly, and so this will be an interesting one to watch play out.
That is very interesting. Now, is there any talk about giving us more because we're Amazon Prime?
So I actually got to ask Jeff Bezos this directly about 3 months ago when they introduced the Kindle Fire HDX. There was a small roundtable with reporters, and that was my question to him. When do we Prime subscribers get more? And he totally sidestepped the question, because, you know, that had been the big push. They kept adding more value to Prime and more value to Prime. And what ended up happening was the cost of shipping, of fuel, of transportation really caught up with Amazon here. And Amazon's margins, its profit margins, are so thin to begin with that it just was starting to become uneconomical for them to offer the free shipping, hence the price increase.
So what does this tell me about Amazon? I mean, Amazon acts like it's on Amazon in the world.
Yeah.
But if it's that thin and $20, what does it tell me about Amazon's real strength?
Well, Amazon's real strength is the fact that it is building, and Jeff Bezos is building, a company not for now, but for 20 years from now. So the idea is, even if the company is not pulling in massive amounts of profits, you know, this is not on the level of Microsoft's Windows profits by any stretch of the imagination. They lose money some quarters. Even if that is the case, in 10, 20 years, the service will be just so infused in our lives that they can capitalize on it and make their money over the long term.
How do they know that?
That is a great question. You know, Jeff Bezos is famous for saying, don't underestimate us. In the short term, we're going to be misunderstood as Amazon. And so far, he's built a giant powerhouse that has literally put companies out of business.
Yeah.
And so that's the proof, I guess.
It's made him rich, and it's made some of his investors rich, but is it making a lot of people rich?
You know, probably not on the level of, you know, the Microsoft millionaires back in the day, certainly not among the employees. But at the same time, it's an economic powerhouse here in the Seattle region. Its full-time employee base is actually larger than Microsoft's at this point. It's more than 100,000 employees.
Around the world.
Wow. And now that is not an apples-to-apples comparison because Amazon has warehouse workers, distribution center workers, in addition to office workers and engineers.
Yeah, okay, but don't start bringing Apple into this too, because then I get really confused. Any chance that they're going to bundle Prime with Amazon Fresh, which is still just a fledgling?
So they have started doing that. In fact, in Los Angeles and San Francisco, Amazon Fresh is the grocery delivery service that we actually were able to use first here for many years in Seattle. We're kind of the Peoria for Amazon, where we get to test these products first. They've since rolled it out just in the past several months to Los Angeles and San Francisco. And there, to be able to get grocery delivery, you have to pay for a $299 a year Amazon Prime subscription, which then in turn gets you free delivery on orders above a certain threshold. There's no, if you're an Amazon Prime customer or Amazon Fresh customer in Seattle, there's this thing called Big Radish status. There's none of that in San Francisco or LA. It's a much more straightforward process, although you do end up paying $299 up front per year.
That's a lot of money, but I guess you could avoid the LA traffic. Maybe
exactly.
People find that valuable.
Exactly.
Todd Bishop writes for GeekWire. He joins us for our regular check-in on tech. Speaking of Microsoft, criticism for them for snooping on Hotmail users' emails?
Yeah, this was a fascinating case. It came out last week. There is a former Microsoft employee who has been accused of violating trade secrets by essentially giving Windows information, secret Windows information, to a blogger. Microsoft then, in turn, as part of its internal investigation, looked at that blogger's Hotmail account. And the fascinating legal question here is, was that within Microsoft's rights? And Microsoft says, well, there was no court that we could have gone to give us a subpoena to look at these servers, because there are servers. So we have every right in the world, if we feel it's justified, to look at our own servers. It gets into all of the privacy debate, because Microsoft is very pointed in its accusations against Google for scanning Gmail. The computer scanned, or the servers scanned Gmail to deliver ads. You have the whole NSA snooping thing. Microsoft has this complex internal legal structure where they have one legal team that's almost acting as the judge for the investigative team inside of Microsoft. And now, in response to this criticism from last week, they're saying they're going to have actually another, like a third-party retired judge who's going to be their own internal reviewer. It's a fascinating structure inside of a technology company.
That's great. Todd Bishop, he writes for GeekWire. He joins us for a regular check-in on tech news and the interesting things that are happening inside companies. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
It's The Record.